Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Greg Detmeyer, sitting across from me, frantically gathering her notes together and scrolling through her phone is Jenny J. Hill Hillebrand. And this is the Instructional Coaching Corner, the podcast where Jenny and I, two instructional coaches, get together every now and then and talk anything education related.
That was a tongue twister.
That could be anything from academic activities to mindset to leadership. Jenny, are we ready? Because I think people are getting sick of me stalling. Jenny, how's it going?
I was ready this entire time.
Were you, though?
Yeah.
I mean, your pen's like on fire over there.
That's because you hit record too soon.
I know, I did.
But yes, I'm ready.
We'll take all this little out right now. So, well, Jenny, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Really well. How about you?
I'm good.
I am excited to think that we will be heading back to school, hopefully soon. There's a light at the end of this tunnel saying that, you know, we should be able to be back here pretty soon.
Hopefully.
And fingers crossed. One thing that I've been thinking about a lot, just because I feel, you know, we've had roughly 6 months off and I feel like it's been super crazy fast. I always feel like, you know, we've been off almost 6 months and it doesn't feel like it's been 6 months. It's gone so fast. And the fact that we're even thinking about going back and buying school supplies and what are we going to do to my office? You know, I have this big shelf to build because somebody, maybe Greg Detmeyer, built me this beautiful shelf for my office.
Hopefully, and, at the time of this recording, that thing is done and in your hand. Or by the time people hear this.
Yes. Well, I hope so. That's why I'm saying, you know, getting that ready, like the excitement is building. I always think, you know, you get to like 2 weeks before school starts and that excitement just starts building.
People are buying sneakers, new shoes.
New boxes of crayons.
Like people, like haircut places just can't keep up. There's like the stop the madness.
Favorite thing about back to school, though, is a fresh box of crayons with fully sharpened crayons and new boxes of pens
like
and fresh paper.
Still for you? You buy yourself a box of crayons each year?
Every year.
For what do you do with them?
I color. Do you not ever color?
I guess if I do, I'll just go like, I'm by all the preschool rooms, so I was like, hey, anyone lend me some crayons?
So this is like a perfect segue into what we're going to talk about today, because coloring is a way of relaxation. Like sometimes when you get worked up, or I find it so relaxing to color, you know, just to take out a piece of paper, draw a picture. I prefer those really fancy adult like coloring books.
Are you joking right now?
No, I'm not.
I want to see some finished art.
I will.
Send me a picture.
When I get home, I'm going to send you. Okay. I have like five of those color books.
Like where it's all so small, like you can hardly see it?
Yeah, and it has like motivational quotes on it. Oh, Greg, come on. I'm going to buy you one. I'm going to get you one. I'm going to buy you a fresh box of crayons. That's going to be your back to school present.
As long as it's the one with a sharpener on the back.
That sounds
cool. Who sharpens their crayons? Did you ever use that thing?
Yes.
Oh. I was always using stubby crayons.
You broke them, didn't you? And then you tore the wrap, the paper
Always tore the wrapping paper off them.
No, there's nothing better than you sniff. Sorry.
It's a good smell.
You seriously sniffed your crayons?
The smell of new crayon?
Okay. Back on track here. Greg, come on.
If they made like a yogurt that tasted like that smells, I'd be all over it. Crayon yogurt.
Okay. Whew. Sorry, people. If you are still with us. So we are definitely excited and getting a little bit giddy about going back to school. But thinking about everything that we've been through over the last, you know, 6-7 months with COVID-19, our students coming back into the school building, our students need us to be at our best A game. I know we all think, you know, oh my gosh, we've been off for 6 months. We're ready for this. But the challenges coming back, I think, could be even greater than before, because we don't know the emotional state of some of our students. We don't know just the climate and culture that they were living in during this time. Were their parents able to continue working? There's so many of the what ifs or the what happened, you know, while we were off. And as educators, I think our job is probably even more important coming back this year than any other year, because we don't know what we're walking into with the emotional state of our students. And so I feel like it's so important for us as educators to make sure that our emotional health is at the top of its game. And so, Greg, this summer in my master's classes, we were doing a group project, and one of the books that got brought up was a book called Practicing Presence, Simple Self-Care Strategies for Teachers, and it was written by Lisa Lucas. It's a book that just gives you really, really good ideas on how to support your own emotional health, and just real simple self-care strategies for teachers. But then what I loved about this book is that it brings in practical applications for what you can do within the classroom. So each chapter is designed where it talks about here's what you as the teacher can do to practice self-care. But in middle of class, if there's a stressful situation or if something comes up, how can you take that self-care strategy and bring it into your classroom? So I love that book for that aspect of it, because it's not just about you, but it's also a way that you can bring things into
Would these be things you're doing with the kids, or is just like, here's something if you're feeling a little anxious or whatnot, you can kind of just do on your own?
So it's what you can do on your own as an educator, but then the classroom part of it is how you can actually incorporate it into your classroom and teach your students how to do the same self-care technique. Might look a little bit different because of the age of your students, but really just good practical applications that you can do that you can then teach your students. And, you know, our district has done a lot with that, with the mindfulness, the yoga and the meditation that we have. And so it's some of those things, but it just takes it a little bit deeper. And then another book that I've read, and I've just started skimming the surface of this book. I think that there are so many things that I'll be able to pull out of this book, but it's called Onward, Cultivating Emotional Resilience in Educators. And it's written by Elena Aguilera, not Christina Aguilera, Elena Aguilera.
Is it Genie in a Bottle?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Every time I think of that book, I have to think of Christina Aguilera in order to get the author. But again, this is just another book on how we as educators need to build our emotional resilience so that we prevent burnout. And I think the more stress that's put on us as educators, and thinking about the school year, there could be some added stress. We need to work on our ability to really focus on our emotional resilience, so that we are taking care of ourselves first and foremost, but then being the best version of ourselves for our students.
Yeah, so I could see this year, Jenny, everyone's going to be super excited to get back. Some people also might be super nervous within that excitement. And whether we come back or not, like, we're going to hit the ground running.
Yep.
And people are going to be really pumped up. And I could see doing that for 3 weeks and then realizing, like, holy smokes, I'm in a very bad spot.
Yeah.
Just because, like, it was just go, go, go. And my brain was just always moving and moving. And I think that's where it's so important to, like, do self-care. I don't know if it's like a guy thing, but sometimes when I hear people talk about self-care, it's just like, I kind of do a little like eye roll. And it's like, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm not going to sit on top of the mountain with my in like a Buddha position and sit there and meditate or any of that mumble jumble. Like, that's where my mind is instantly goes.
Right.
However, that doesn't have to be what self-care looks like for me.
Not at all. Can I say what I think your self-care would be?
Let's hear it. Okay. I was going to go there.
Number one, I think first and foremost, your wood shop, you going down and creating things, having that time away to kind of de-stress. I think your woodworking side hobby is something that you can do for self-care too.
You bet. And actually, like, it's funny that you say that, because there'll be a couple times each year where I will be super stressed out just with everything going on. And my solution is to say, I need a project, which is like counter thinking to what you would think. It's like, no, you need less stuff to do right now. But actually, when I can take an hour a night and just go be by myself and create something with my hands and try to bring something that I have in my head into reality, it actually helps me in all other aspects of what I do.
Yeah.
So yes, that's one.
Okay, that's one. Second one, you like to listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one would be even just taking some time to clean your bathrooms on Thursday nights, listening to podcasts.
That's pretty accurate. And even
did
if
I
I'm
get
doing,
the night of the week right?
Thursday. It is usually Thursday nights. Okay. I've been slacking a little bit here during the COVID, but usually Thursday nights there's an episode of Stuff You Should Know comes out, and boom, that's why I'm going to clean the bathrooms.
Yep. So, do you feel like podcasts kind of help you with that? Like calming, just because you're listening to something that doesn't have to do, it kind of gets your mind off of other things.
Yeah. It's kind of just like, here's something that has nothing to do with work or the stress of life. It's just like, I'm going to take the next 45 minutes and learn about the KGB.
I don't know what that is.
That was like the Russian spy intelligence back in the Cold War.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then really like number one on your list though, I really think that you probably use this as your like self-care, is podcasting with me. I feel like the time we share is just a complete distressor for you because you're doing something that you love. And then all the hours and hours that you put into editing our show to make it, you know, just the best it can be. I feel like I play a part in your self-care.
Maybe a little bit, Jenny.
It has nothing to do with me.
The whole process of like doing the podcast, there is an element of self-care there. For me, like when I think of self-care, I love being able to see something with like an instant result. And I don't know if that's just because of like the nature of the game of education where it's like you don't see results right away. It might be in a month we'll see a result. In a year we'll see a result. In a couple of years we might see the results of what we're doing now.
Sometimes you may never see the results.
Correct.
Or the impact that you're having.
Where
yeah.
That's where it's like with a podcast I can sit down and it's like, oh, it's unedited. An hour later, it's edited.
Yeah.
Like it's done. And I think for me, that's helpful because at least in my mind, something clicks.
Yeah. I just, more than ever, even just thinking about our role as instructional coaches, we also have a unique situation coming back because we might not just be supporting teachers in their classrooms this year. It might be that level of having to support them with a virtual learning community as well. And so even for us to remember at the end of the day that do the things that you can at the end of the day, and feel good about what you've accomplished, but be able to go home and take that time for yourself to reset, to be able to come back the next day and start all over.
Yeah, I always think self-care should be something that you enjoy doing and that you feel charged up doing. And if it's something that can be like different from what you do all day,
right?
You'll see some impact. I have no research that backs that up. That's just like in my little world. What I like to roll with. I don't know if anything in the books would apply to me, Jenny.
Oh, there would be. And I think, well, part of it is doing the things that you love. What are things that take your mind off of the stuff that is stressing you out or the stuff that that keeps you up at night?
The things that keep me up at night just need to stay in their own bed, Jenny. Got three little kids that like to pitter-patter their feet into my room at about 1 in the morning.
You need to switch the lock around on your door, and you need to just lock your door. So they, well, never mind. Don't switch the lock around. You just need to lock your door. They'll fall asleep by the door.
I know. There's just sometimes old GD gets into bad habits and likes to cuddle.
But can I tell you something? So you who have the little pitter-patter of feet.
Eventually they won't want to crawl in bed.
I'm going to tell you that my almost 16-year-old does not pitter-patter her way into my bedroom ever. I mean, it's bad enough when I walk into her room to tell her goodnight at night. She's like, ugh, just, I'm, goodnight, it's fine. You don't, no, don't give me a hug.
Like, God, get away.
Nothing, yeah. So someday that will not
It's different when they're little too. Like, Caleb will try every now and then. But it's like, dude, you're like a full-grown human being. Like, just go away.
Yep.
But when the little twins come in, it's kind of like, yeah, come
well,
here.
Well, that's your self-care too. Just snuggling, hanging out and snuggling with
them. Snuggling with the twins.
So for all of you listening right now, I guess just before you get ready to head back, think about the things that you can do or that you love doing. Doesn't have to be the do gratitudes or meditate, like Greg said. Find those things that you love and write them down. And when you get home at the end of every day, pick something. Do something, even if it's 10 minutes for yourself. Take that time because we do have a really important job as we go back to school this year. And you have to make sure you're taking care of yourself first.
You got to do what works for you. You have to make it your own.
Exactly.
Yep. Like counting back from 10 is never going to work for me because it stresses me out thinking, why am I counting back from 10?
Yep.
Why am I counting?
Yeah.
This isn't helping me relax in
any
way.
Mine is music. Relaxation comes from music.
Is it? Yep. Just like the pop on the Metallica album, the ACD album.
Yep.
Throw your hand in the wolf signal. start bobbing the head.
Oh, if only we have a camera right now.
I know. So, all right, self-care, people. Find what works for you, then do it.
Make it a priority.
Now, or yes. Jenny's coming to your house.
Again, if you want those books, I'll make sure that Greg maybe puts a link on our website for those. Huh. I might have to let Greg borrow. You want to borrow them?
I'm going to read them? Maybe, if you think they're good. Do you know how notorious we are with we're going to link a book and we just never do?
We?
Me, I guess, as the one who edits the
Maybe
sites,
you but, need yeah. to teach me how to do that.
If you need to know, if it's not
reach
on
out
there,
to me.
Reach out to Jenny. All right. As we go, hey, if you need more information about a podcast, check out our website, www.iccpodcast.com. Check out all our past shows. Did you know there's over 100 of them there now? That's crazy.
Crazy.
We've been at it a while. And this is still the quality you're getting. So check out the website. Follow us on social media. Follow us on social media. And as always, as we leave, ask yourself, what one thing can I do tomorrow that will make me a better version of myself? And maybe it's finding that self-care thing and doing it every day. Then do it, because greatness isn't achieved by one event, but instead a series of small, intentional steps.
Go be awesome.